No matter, growled Kale. Without hesitation, the sergeant opened fire and Nord followed suit, both space marines turning their weapons on the ugly, abhorrent pairing. The Hive Tyrant shifted, drawing Indus close in a gesture of protection, shielding the adept from the bolt rounds that whined off its chitinous armor. Its head lolled back and a high screech issued from between its teeth. In reply, there were hoots and howls from all around the Astartes. In moments, sphincter rents in the hibernacular walls drew open, spilling dozens of mucus-slicked hormigons into the chamber. The chattering beasts rose up in a wave, and the Blood Angels went to their blades. Kale's chainsword brayed as it chewed through bone. Nord's force axe cut lightning flash arcs into meat as barbed grasping claws dragged them down. Nord caught a telepathic spark as blood from a cut gummed shut his right eye. He drew up his mental shields just as the Hive Tyrant released a scream of psychic energy upon them. The wave of pain blasted across the chamber, and the Codicia saw his battle brother stumble, clutching his hands to his head in agony. Nord fared little better, the Tyranid's telepathic onslaught sending him spinning. For long moments he waited for death to fall upon him, for the mass of Hormigons to take the opportunity to rip him apart. But they did not. Instead, the hissing monsters retreated, forming into a wall before the Space Marines, shielding Indus and the Tyrant. Nord went to Kale and helped him to his feet. The sergeant had lost his bolter in the melee, and he still shook from the after-effect of the psychic scream.
We could have killed you,
said Indus.
We chose not to.
You speak for the Xenos now,
spat Nord. Indus gave a crooked smile.
A soldier's limited mindset. I had hope for better from one with the sight.
He came forward, the shuffling Tyrant at his back.
I found this creature near death, you understand. Too weak to fight me. I pushed in, touched its thoughts.
The adept gave a gasp of pleasure.
And what I saw there, such riches. The knowledge of flesh and bone, more than the scribes of the Magos biologists could ever hope to learn. Race memory, Astartes. Millions of years of it to drink in.
Fool, replied the Blood Angel. The creature is near death. It used what strength it had to lure you in, placed you in its thrall. It uses you like it uses these mindless predators.
He gestured at the Hormigons.
You are so wrong,
Indus retorted.
I have control here. I spared your lives.
I? Snapped Kale. A moment ago you said we. Which is it?
The Hive answers to me,
he shouted, the warrior creatures howling in empathy.
I gave myself to the merging, and now see what I have at my hands.
Indus drew in a rattling breath.
That is why Zeren sent you here. He is like you, afraid, jealous of what we are.
The priest knew of this,
hissed Kale. Indus chuckled.
Zeren saw it happen. He fled. He sent you to find us, praying you would destroy us so his cadre could take this hive for itself.
Nord nodded to himself.
Aboard a ship filled with killing machines, a deed only Astartes could do.
You've seen the power of these creatures,
said the adept.
This is only a tiny measure of what the swarm is capable of.